Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. The story of Joshua and the spies in the book of Joshua, chapter 2, teaches us about God's protection and provision, the importance of obedience, the power of faith, and the value of taking refuge in God. The story shows how the spies were pursued by the king's men, but were able to escape and complete their mission without harm, thanks to God's protection. It also demonstrates how Rahab had faith in God and risked her life to help the spies, and how her faith was rewarded. In this devotional, we will reflect on the lessons we can learn from this story and how we can apply them to our own lives. Join us as we journey through the Word of God today on the topic, God's protection in times of dangers. Our Bible text is from Joshua chapter 2 verse 22.
Joshua chapter 2 verse 22. And they went, and came unto the mountain, and abode there 3 days, until the pursuers were returned, and the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not.
Can you trust God's divine protection in the midst of insecurity? Enemies, problems, challenges, and situation that are threatening may come after your life. But God is ever there with you. God's Word, the Bible, gives us abundant reasons to trust Him for guidance and protection in whatever situation we face in life. As we read the Bible, we come across many stories of God's people facing difficult situations, where they had to trust Him completely. One such story is that of Joshua and the spies. The story is recorded in the book of Joshua, and it is a great example of how we should trust in God's protection and provision in every situation. Our Bible text today from Joshua chapter 2 verse 22 gives us a glimpse of how God protected these spies. And they went, and came unto the mountain, and abode there 3 days, until the pursuers were returned, and the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not. I pray for you today that every evil threat against your life shall fail in Jesus' mighty name. The enemies seeking after the people of God recorded a failed mission as they could not find them. The whole story goes like this. Joshua sent 2 spies to the city of Jericho to gather information about the city and its defenses. The spies went to the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. When the king of Jericho learned about the spies, he sent his men to capture them. But Rahab hid the spies and helped them escape from the city. The spies then returned to Joshua and reported to him what they had seen. When the king of Jericho learned that the spies had escaped, he sent his men to search for them, but the pursuers were unable to find the spies because they had taken refuge in the mountains, where they stayed for 3 days. The pursuers searched for them throughout all the way, but found them not. This story is a great example of how God can protect His people even in the most difficult situations. The spies were in great danger, but God used Rahab to protect them and led them to safety. God also allowed the pursuers to be unsuccessful in finding the spies. In our own lives, we may face situations where we feel like we are being pursued by our enemies. We may feel like we are being chased by our fears, doubts, or insecurities. We may feel like we are being pursued by sickness, financial problems, or relationship issues. But just like the spies, we can take refuge in God and trust in His protection. God promises to protect us in Psalm chapter 91 verses 1-2. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. When we trust in God, we can find rest in His protection and peace in His presence. God also promises to help us in our time of need. In Psalm chapter 46 verse 1, we read, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. When we face difficult situations, we can turn to God for help and know that He is with us every step of the way. We can also find comfort in the fact that God knows us intimately and cares for us deeply. In Matthew chapter 10 verses 29 to 31, Jesus reminds us that God knows even the smallest details of our lives. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows. God cares for us and will take care of us in our time of need. So, as we face difficult situations in our lives, let us trust in God's protection and provision. Let us take refuge in Him and find rest in His presence. Let us remember that God is our refuge and strength, and He is always with us. Today, as we reflect on the story of Joshua and the spies, we can learn valuable lessons about trusting in God. We see how God used Rahab to protect the spies and how He allowed the pursuers to be unsuccessful in finding them. We see how God's protection was with the spies, and they were able to complete their mission without harm. Similarly, God is with us in our lives, and He will protect us from our enemies. We may face difficult situations where we feel like we are being pursued, but we can take refuge in God and trust in His protection. We can have faith that God will help us in our time of need and lead us to safety. The story of Joshua and the spies also teaches us about the importance of obedience. Joshua had sent the spies to gather information about the city of Jericho, and they completed their mission successfully. They followed Joshua's instructions and were able to gather valuable information that helped the Israelites in their conquest of the city. In our own lives, we must also be obedient to God's commands. We must follow His instructions and trust in His plan for our lives. When we are obedient to God, He will lead us on the path that He has set for us, and we will be able to complete our mission successfully. The story of Joshua and the spies also teaches us about the power of faith. Rahab had faith in God, and she risked her life to help the spies. She believed that God was with the Israelites and that they would be victorious in their conquest of the city. Her faith in God was rewarded, and she was saved from destruction. In our own lives, we must also have faith in God. We must trust in His promises and believe that He will help us in our time of need. We must have faith that God is with us and that He will lead us to victory. In conclusion, the story of Joshua and the spies is a great example of how we should trust in God's protection and provision. It teaches us about the importance of obedience, the power of faith, and the value of taking refuge in God. As we face difficult situations in our lives, let us turn to God for help and trust in His plan for our lives. Let us remember that God is our refuge and strength, and He is always with us. May we be like the spies, who trusted in God and completed their mission successfully, and may we be like Rahab, who had faith in God and was saved from destruction. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You today with grateful hearts, thanking You for the story of Joshua and the spies. We thank You for the lessons that we can learn from their example, and for the reminders of Your faithfulness, protection, and provision. Lord, we ask that You help us to trust in Your protection and provision in our own lives. When we face difficult situations, may we turn to You for help and take refuge in Your loving arms. May we remember that You are always with us, and that You will never leave us nor forsake us. We also ask for the strength and courage to be obedient to Your commands. Help us to follow Your plan for our lives and trust in Your timing. May we have faith in Your promises, just as Rahab had faith in You, and may we be rewarded for our faith. We ask for Your guidance and direction in our lives, Lord, as we seek to live according to Your will. May we be like the spies, who completed their mission successfully, and may we be like Rahab, who had faith in You and was saved from destruction. We pray for Your continued blessings on our lives, and we thank You for Your never-ending love and grace. We give You all the glory and honor, now and forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Leviticus chapter 22 and chapter 23. And for the evening, Mark chapter 1 verse 1 to 22. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.